Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about information. Now, this comes from Wired magazine called The Download. Now, it was from last year, but I didn't write down the date or, well, basically anything. It was on page 12, though. A library in India for everyone is the title of the article. In India, they are downloading basically all public information. I mean, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the, you know, court cases, their local newspapers. I mean, all the information that they can from around the world, they're putting together in one database. And searchable database. So you can go in and read any public book. You can get the information. Now, I love information. I love putting out information. And I think that is a wonderful idea. I'm glad they're doing it. I encourage you to go out there. Download as much information, public information, as you can, and put it in your own little library. And consider how much information there is out there that is public information, but it just takes a little bit of work to make it yours. Like all the database out there of everybody that's been arrested in your hometown. You can go and find out that information. Go down to the courthouse or the police station and request public information. They're supposed to give it to you, but you put in the request, you know, day after day, and it's a lot of work. But you compile this, write little articles about, you know, backgrounds on all the different people that have been arrested, publish it, and people will pay for that. A few years ago, there was somebody took the public information field manuals for the Army, all the FMs, and downloaded all of them, put them on a disc, and was selling the discs. So I didn't have to buy the physical library of paper. I just bought a disc. I think it cost me like $12. And I got a disc of all the FMs, all the manuals of how to take apart an M16, put it together, all the different basic weapons in the military, how to dig a foxhole, you know, all the field manuals. Boom. Had them. You can compile information and make money by doing the little bit of work to compile information that's already there and freely available, but just take some work to get it available to you. Once you've got it, compile it, put a nice little bow on it or a little packaging, and sell it. If you remember way back when I was short, they came out with a book called The Anarchist Cookbook. Anarchy was a hot topic at the time. And this guy went to the library and looked up information that was publicly available and copied it, put it in a book, put in some writing of his own, but most of the illustrations and writing was actually from the government, put it together, published it as the Anarchist Cookbook, and made millions. He made a lot of money. Well, you could too. Go out there. I'm always in favor of people making money. I've talked about this before, the jail report. All week, all the people that have been arrested, get compiled, published in a little book, and people buy them at the gas station. It is amazing. And we've seen people, my wife gets it on a semi-regular basis, but we've seen people we've known in that. And it's like, my former employer, I used to work security. Well, the head of the security got busted for drunk driving. Now, she kept her job until the jail report came out. Then her bosses saw her in the jail report, and boom, she was fired immediately. So they didn't, every day, the day after she got arrested, if they had spent the time, they could have gone and looked at the arrest reports. But they would have had to look at them every day looking for their employees. They didn't bother doing that. They paid a buck and a quarter and got a jail report, flipped through it, found one of their employees, you're fired. So getting public information together and publishing it is money. Now, locally, great. That's local money. But you do something that's of interest to everybody in America or to everybody in the world, you can make a lot more money, much wider audience. So I encourage you to go out there and make some money. Get some public information and put it together in a nice packaging and sell it. There's a lot of need for that right now, a lot of desire for how to live through the apocalypse, which a lot of people think is about to arrive. So the government has a lot of information out there on how to live through the apocalypse. So you get the government information, repackage it with a nice bow, and sell it, and make serious money. And of course, I request my 10%. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.